The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 17. How the Bloom was launched. For 3 days Dorothy heard nothing from Oz. There were sad days for the little girl, although her friends were quite happy and contented. The Scarecrow told them there were wonderful ideas in his head, but he would not say what they were because he knew no one could understand them but himself. The Tin Woodman walked about. He felt his heart rattling around in his breast. He told Dorothy he discovered it to be kind and more tender heart when he owned, when he was made of flesh. Lion declared he was afraid of nothing on earth, would have cleared his face an army of dozens of fierce calabars. Thus, each of the little party satisfied except Dorothy, who longed more than ever to get back to Kansas. 4th day of great joy Oz sent for her. As she entered the throne room, he greeted her pleasantly. Sit down, my dear. I think I've found a way to get you back out of this country. Back to Kansas, said she eagerly. Well, I'm not sure about Kansas, said Oz. I haven't the faintest notion which way it lies. The first thing to do is cross the desert. Then it should be easy to find a way home. How can I cross the desert? She inquired. Well, I'll tell you what I think, said the little man. You see, when I came to this country, it was in a balloon. You also came for the air when carried by a cyclone. So I believe the best way to get across the desert would be through the air. Now, it's quite beyond my powers to make a cyclone. Been thinking the matter over. Believe I can make a balloon. How? Said Dorothy. Balloon, said Oz. Made of silk, which is covered with glue to keep the glue in it. Have plenty of silk in the palace. There'll be no trouble to make a balloon. And all this country, there is no gas to fill the balloon with. Make it float. If it won't float, remarked Dorothy, it'd be no use to us. True, answered Oz. There is another way to make it float, which is to fill it with hot air. Hot air isn't as good as gas, but if the air should get cold, a balloon would not come down in the desert and we should be lost. We, exclaimed the girl, are you going with me? Yes, of course, replied Oz. I'm tired of being a hump, such a hump. If I could go out to this place, my people would soon discover I'm not a wizard, and then they would be vexed and me having deceived them. So I have to stay and shut in these rooms all day, and it gets tiresome. Or I'll go back to Kansas, you, and be in the circus again. I shall be glad to have your company, said Dorothy. Thank you, Miss Goodfellow, answered. Now, if you will help me sew the silk together, we begin to work on our balloon. Dorothy took a needle and thread. As fast as Oz cut strips of silk into proper shape, the girls sewed in neatly together. First there was a strip of light green silk, a strip of dark green, then a strip of emerald green. Oz was a fancy to make a balloon, different shades of colour about them. It took 3 days to sew all the strips together. But when it was finished, they had a big bag of green silk, more than 20 feet long. Then Oz painted it on the outside with a coat of thin glue, make it airtight, after which he announced the balloon was ready. But we must have a basket to ride in, he said. He went to the soldier with the green whiskers, a big clothes basket, which he fastened many ropes to the bottom of the balloon. When it was all ready, Oz sent word to his people, he's going to make a visit to a great brother wizard who lived in the clouds. The rose spread rapidly by the city and everyone came to see the wonderful sight. Oz ordered a balloon carried out in front of the palace. People gazed upon it with much curiosity. Tin Woodman had chopped a big pile of wood, now made it fire of it. Oz held the balloon over the fire, and a hot ale rose from it. It would be caught in a silken bag. Gravy balloon swirled out and rose in the air. So finally the basket just touched the ground. And Oz got in the basket and said to all the people in a loud voice, I'm now going away to make a visit. While I am gone, the Scarecrow will rule over you. Command you be him as you would be me. Bloom was by this time tugging hard at the rope and held it to the ground for the air. Then it was hot. Now to make it so much lighter and weight the air about, it pulled hard to rise to the ground. Come, Dorothy, cried the wizard. Hurry up. Bloom will fly away. I can't find Toto anywhere, replied Dorothy, who did not wish to leave the little dog behind. Toto had run into the crowd to bark at Kitten. Dorothy at last found him. She picked it up and ran towards the balloon. She was within a few steps of it. Noah was holding out his hand to help her on the basket with a crack. And the rope went the ropes and she blew roses in the air without her. Come back, she screamed. I want to go too. Can't come back, my dear, cried Oz from the basket. Goodbye. Goodbye, shouted everyone. And all the eyes was turned upwards where the wizard was riding in the basket, rising every moment further and further in the sky. That was the last Abram ever saw Oz. Wonderful wizard, though he may have reached Ogre safely, be there now for all we know. People remember him lovely and said to one another, Oz was always our friend. When he was here, he built us for this Emerald City. Now he's gone, he's left a wise scarecrow to rule over us. Still for many days, they grieved along the loss. Wonderful wizard would not be comforted. Chapter 18, Away to the South. Dorothy went busily on the passing of the hope to get home to Kansas again. But when she thought of it all over, she was glad she'd not grown up in the blue. She also felt sorry for losing Oz. And did not, so did her companions. The Tin Woodman came to me and said, truly I should be ungrateful. I failed to mourn the man who gave me my lovely heart. I should like to cry a little, because Oz is gone. But truly, if you could wait for your tears, shall not rust. Your pleasure, she answered, and brought the towel at once. Tisman wept for several minutes. She watched the tears carefully, wiped them away from the towel. When he had finished, she thanked her kindly. I owe you so thoroughly with his jeweled oil can, guard against the mishap. Kerko is now the ruler of the Elven City, though he's not a wizard, and people are proud of him. For all they said, if there is not another city in all the world that's ruled by a stuffed man. So far as they knew, they were quite right. The morning after Bloom had gone up, with Oz and four travellers, met in the throne room, and talked matters over. Scarecrow sat in a big throne. The others stood respectfully before him. They are not so unlucky, said the new ruler, for this palace and Emerald City belong to us. We can do just as we please. Remember, a short time ago, I was up in a pole, Farmer's Cornfield, now in a ruler of this beautiful city. I'm quite satisfied with my lot, Oz. I also said to Temple, but I was pleased with my new heart, really. That was all the thing I wished in all the world. I felt contented knowing I'm brave as many beasts ever did if they had not been braver. So, not braver, said the lion, modestly. If he could go back, could only be content to live in the Emerald City, continued the scarecrow. Might be all be happy again together. I don't want to live here, cried Dorothy. I want to go to Kansas and live with Aunt Em and Henry Henry. Well then, what can we be done, cried the woodsman. Craig decided to think. He had thought so hard the pins and needles began to stick. His brain finally said, why not call the wind monkeys and ask them to carry you over the desert? Never thought of that, said Dorothy. Joyfully, it's the only thing I got once for the golden cap. When she put it into the throne room, she spoke the magic words and soon the band of wind monkeys flew in from an open window and stood beside her. The second time you called us, said the Monkey King, bowing for the little girl. What do you wish? I want you to fly me to Kansas, said Dorothy. Monkey King shook his head. That cannot be done, he said. We belong to this country alone, cannot leave it. There has never been a winged monkey in Kansas yet. I suppose there never will be, for they don't belong there. We shall be glad to serve you in any other way in our power. We cannot cross the desert. Goodbye. As soon as a blow, King Monkey spread his wings and flew away, the window followed by all his band. Dorothy's ready to cry with disappointment. I have wasted the charm of the golden cap to serve no purpose, he said. The winged monkeys cannot help me. It's certainly too bad, said the tender-hearted woodsman. Scarecrow's thinking again. His head bowed out horribly, and Dorothy feared it would burst. Let's call the soldier with the green whiskers, he said. Ask his advice. The soldier summoned and entered the throne room timidly. But while Oz was alive, he never was allowed to come further the door. Is the girl, said Scarecrow to the soldier. Soldier wishes to cross the desert. How can she do so? I cannot tell, answered the soldier, but nobody's ever crossed the desert unless it was Oz himself. So there's no one who can help me? Asked Dorothy earnestly. Galinda might, he said. Who's Galinda? Inquired the scarecrow. The witch of the south. She's the most powerful of all the witches and rules over the Quadlings. Besides, the castle stands on the edge of the desert, so as you may know a way to cross it. Belinda is a good witch, isn't she? Asked the child. The Codlings think of her, she is good, said the soldier. She is kind to everyone. I have heard that Belinda is a beautiful woman, but knows how to keep young in spite of the many years she has lived. How can I get to her castle? Says Dorothy. The road is straight to the south, the answered. But it is said to be full of dangers. There are wild beasts in the woods, a race of crooked men who do not like strangers cross their country. A reason none the Quadlings ever came to the Emerald City. Soldier left them, and Scarecrow said. Seems, in spite of dangers, the best thing Dorothy can do, travel the land of south and ask Glinda help her. For, of course, if Dorothy stays here, she'll never get back to Kansas. You must have been thinking again, remarked Lieutenant Woodman. I have, says Scarecrow. So go with Dorothy, declared the lion, for I am tired of your city, and long for the woods and country again. I really am a wild beast, you know. Besides, Dorothy will need someone to protect her. It is true, agreed Woodman. My axe will be a servitor, so I will go with her to land south. When will we start? Asked the Scarecrow. Are you going? They asked in surprise. Certainly. If you don't, was it for Dorothy? She'd never have brains. She lifted me from the pole, cornfield, brought me to Emerald City. My good luck is all due to her. I shall never leave her till she starts back to Kansas for good and all. Thank you, said Dorothy gratefully. You're all very kind to me, but I should like to start as soon as possible. We should go tomorrow morning, said Scarecrow. So now let us get ready, for it will be a long journey.